Here, then, strife and uproar joined the fray, and ghastly fate that kept a man with wounds alive, and one unwounded, and another dragged by the heels through battle-din in death. This figure wore a mantle dyed with blood, and all the figures clashed and fought like living men, and pulled their dead away. Upon the shield, soft terrain, freshly ploughed, he pictured, a broad field, and many ploughmen here and there upon it. Some were turning ox-teams at the ploughland's edge. And there, as one arrived and turned, a man came forward, putting a cup of sweet wine in his hands. They made their turns around, then up the furrows, drove again, eager to reach the deep field's limit. And the earth looked black behind them, as though turned up by ploughs, but it was gold, all gold, a wonder of the artist's craft. He put there, too, a king's field. Harvest hands were swinging wetted scythes to mow the grain, and stalks were falling along the swath while binders girded others up in sheaves with bands of straw, three binders, and behind them children came as gleaners, proffering their eager armfuls. And amid them all the king stood quietly with staff in hand, happy at heart, upon a new-mown swath. To one side, under an oak tree, his attendants worked at a harvest banquet. They had killed a great ox and were dressing it. Their wives made supper for the hands with barley strewn. A vineyard, then, he pictured, weighted down with grapes, this all in gold, and yet the clusters hung dark purple, while the spreading vines were propped on silver vine poles. Blue enamel he made the enclosing ditch and tinned the fence, and one path only led into the vineyard on which the loaded vintagers took their way at vintage time. Light-hearted boys and girls were harvesting the grapes in woven baskets, while on a resonant harp a boy among them played a tune of longing, singing low with delicate voice a summer dirge. The others, breaking out in song for the joy of it, kept time together as they skipped along.